Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Live from the X Games Aspen, presented by Fireball, here's Mike Evan.
And joining us now here in Aspen at the Winter X Games, she skis. She is a multi-medal winner here at the X Games in the Superpipe. It's Britta Sigourney. And Britta, thank you so much for joining us. And you've been competing here since 2011. You've won medals in 2011, 2012, 2015, and 2018. You've had some gaps between medals. What drives you when the competition's getting younger and the sport keeps evolving?
Oh, man, it's pretty crazy. I'm definitely the grandma of the sport right now. You know, I've always had older women above me, the next generation, and I've always had the younger girls below me, but yeah, now I'm at the top, and I just continue to focus on myself and my skiing. I feel like I can still progress my own skiing, so I'm not going to let the little ones scare me off quite yet, but it's competitive out there, and the sport's definitely changing and getting younger and younger every year.
I mean, it's so funny is that you're 30. In life, yep, that's still crazy young, but in this sport, you're looked upon as a veteran. Do you carry yourself as a veteran? Are you willing to help the next wave of athletes?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I don't know if they lean on me too much for that kind of stuff, but I hope they know I'm always there for that. And I think experience is a huge part in my success so far. I mean, even just the mental side of the sport and everything I've learned from competing over the last 9 years is, I think, a huge benefit to me in my skiing. So I'm happy with my age.
Do you search out younger athletes and give them your wisdom unsolicited, or do you sort of sit back and just, you know, let it be known that, hey, if you want to come talk to me and lean on my experience, I'm here for you?
Yeah, I think the latter for sure. And, you know, the sport's pretty divided now by countries because of the Olympics and that whole progression. So I'd say I'm more of a person that they can lean on to my teammates, and the younger ones from the other countries, you know, they kind of keep to themselves and have their own teammates and their own veterans that they can hopefully look up to. But I always try to be the friendly face out there, and I don't want to intimidate anyone or, you know, be that mean girl on the ski hill. So I hope everyone knows they can talk to me.
You're known for the crazy amplitude, the big air that you get above, outside the pipe. And I was going to ask how you accomplish all that, but I guess mental health and a lot of courage, a lot of guts, a lot of courage, right?
For sure. But that's what I love. I mean, that's the fun side of the sport, is when you find like that rhythm and that flow, and it comes naturally and easy, and you're able, I mean, I love going big because you're floating, and that's like the closest to flying that we'll ever get. And I think that is so much fun. So when I'm comfortably like going big in the pipe like that, and I'm having so much fun, that's when I'm skiing my best.
Visit with Britta Sigourney. Now, both your parents are teachers. What are the benefits of being raised by teachers?
We always had really good summers. We would travel every summer, do some big family trip. We spent pretty much all of my summers growing up in Hawaii for like 2 months. So I had a really good childhood. And my dad was actually my PE coach from kindergarten through eighth grade.
Oh,
so
wow.
I like to think that's where part of my athleticism came from and my love for sport. And he always made it super fun. He wasn't your typical PE teacher.
No, I can imagine.
We always were playing games.
I can imagine. You know, I love looking at athletes' bios, some of the things that they enjoy doing besides the sport that they excel at. Now, I see that you love water polo. I mean,
yeah.
You talk about a sport that looks unbelievably grueling. Water polo. Tread water and then play a sport. I can't imagine it.
Yeah, my parents raised us as swimmers. I grew up in Carmel, California, which is a little beach town, 5 hours away from snow. So, yeah, during the week, I was a swimmer and a water polo player. And during the weekends, I would drive up to Lake Tahoe and go skiing. So I pretty much had best of both worlds. But, yeah, we went to swim practice every day from basically first grade through high school. And I tried to get out of it pretty much every day. I hated it. So when I started playing water polo in probably around sixth grade, I was like, oh, this is so much more fun than swimming. We get to play a game. There's a ball involved. I don't have to just stare at the bottom of the pool. But yeah, it's definitely, I wouldn't be able to do it right now without having the training. It's definitely a grueling sport.
Last question. You've been coming here for a decade, and if you could sum up to people who are listening and have watched the X Games from far and maybe had a chance to take it in as a fan, sum up what makes the X Games experience so unique and so special, so memorable for someone who has a decade's worth of experience here?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you talk to any athlete and they'll say that X Games is their favorite event of the year. And it's really just because they do such a good job of putting the event on. And there's so much media and attention and they really get a good crowd there. And they just they put it on a bigger stage than any of our other events. And it's really fun to be able to compete in front of people who are excited to watch you ski and people who look forward to it all year. So, and the lights, the show under the lights at night, it's really cool to see. And it's quite the spectacle. So it's fun to be a part of it. It makes you feel like you're a bigger deal than normal.
Well, you've been thrilling us and entertaining us for years. And, it sounds like you show no signs of slowing down, even though you're the grizzled veteran, out there at age 30. Hey, best of luck this weekend and really enjoyed the time. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
All right, Britta Sigourney, she will be competing tonight in the Women's Ski Superpipe Final, and that'll be going on at 6:30. So a lot of the athletes that we've had a chance to visit with today are still going to be competing over the weekend. So keep following it. It is outstanding theater, great TV, and the backdrop, Aspen, Buttermilk Mountain, is a tremendous place for these games. And I want to thank all the great X Games athletes that I had a chance to talk to over these last 2 hours. What an impressive all-star list, from Max Perot to Scotty James to David Wise, Chris Corning, Lyon Farrell, Ariel Gold, Julia Marino, and just there, Britta Sigourney. And by the way, one other thing about Britta Sigourney, I mean, my man Stink likes to brag about playing through injuries and all his surgeries. She, over the course of her career, has had a broken patella, broken right collarbone, torn ACL, microfracture surgery on her knee, broken left collarbone, torn ligaments in her shoulder, and a fractured fibula and tibia. So take that, Mark Schlereth. By the way, happy birthday to my partner, Mark Schlereth, as it is his birthday. So happy birthday to Stink, and he'll be back with me next week as we'll be broadcasting live from Miami. We're on our way to Miami coming up tomorrow. So next time you hear me, I'll be checking in with you Monday morning, bright and early, from Miami Radio Row for the Super Bowl. Hey, my thanks to Kyle Berry back at the station. Great, great job putting all of this together. Couldn't have done it without you. Great job, my man. So we are done. So long from the X Games here at Buttermilk Mountain. Again, if you get a chance, either this weekend or certainly in the future, make it a point to come on up here. It is a great, great time. We will turn things over to ESPN Radio. That is coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.